is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 16th of March, 2007. It was on this day, 1850, Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter was published, at a time when there was almost no publishing industry in this country, and so there was no American literature. Books were put out by single printers who edited the manuscript and set the type and operated the press and bound the pages and then sold them. A very inefficient system. But by 1850, books were starting to be printed by machines. And The Scarlet Letter became the first great American novel, in part because it was the first that could reach an enormous audience. 2,500 copies of it were published March 16, 1850, and they sold out within 10 days. It's the birthday of James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, born in Port Conway, Virginia, 1751, known as the father of the Constitution, because at the Constitutional Convention of 1787, he was the leading voice of the Federalists, arguing for a strong central government, for a strong executive branch, for longer terms in the Senate, and a system of checks and balances. James Madison, who said, "In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself." It's the birthday of novelist Alice Hoffman, born in New York City, 1952, author of Illumination Night, The River King, White Horses. She was raised on Long Island by her single working mother, read Grimm's fairy tales, Ray Bradbury novels, and was deeply influenced by Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude and the idea of magical realism. Her latest novel, Skylight Confessions, came out this past January. And it's the birthday of the poet Cesar Vallejo, born in Santiago de Chuco, Peru, in 1892. Worked as a miner as a young man, and then at a sugar plantation that employed slave laborers. Was horrified, became a socialist, was arrested, thrown in jail in 1920, and began writing poetry there. Moved to Paris, slept on subway trains and park benches for months, eventually founded a literary magazine there, published several more collections of poetry, and spent the last years of his life trying to gain support for the nationalists in the Spanish Civil War. Here's a poem for today by Jean Nordhaus, entitled To Hold. Before I left for camp, my mother sewed my name with a firm stitch into everything I owned. She even looped a string of name tapes through the scissors I keep to this day on my desk. She wanted to be sure when she sent me into the woods she'd get the right child back at summer's end, that I'd not be left in the laundry drum like an unmarked sock. Others, careless, lazy mothers, favored marking pens, illegible black letters bleeding into stain. My mother knew nothing was permanent. She'd seen how fast a child could disappear. Her two dead sisters with names like flowers, Lily, Rose, their summery smells, indelible voices. That's why she sewed my name so tight, on all four sides, double-knotted the knots, so I wouldn't forget when she sent me off into the wet, the dark, the wild. I was hers. A poem To Hold by Jean Nordhaus from her collection Innocence, published by the Ohio State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.